Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hi, you guys. How are you tonight? It's Thursday, May 16th. And guess what? Tomorrow, May 17th, my son turns 19. Wow. Now I have two sons that are 21 and 19. It's amazing how time flies and how fast they grow. So tonight we're going to talk about true volunteerism versus Instagram recognition. Now I know everybody knows what volunteering is. It's giving of your service and time without the expectation of being paid anything, to help others, to benefit society, and help your fellow men. True volunteerism versus Instagram recognition in today's society. Good deeds are all seen all over the internet. However, I challenge everyone to rethink why they post. Are you volunteering for yourself or others? What would God say? In Matthew 6, 1 through 4, giving to the needy. 1, be careful to not practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, and to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in heaven. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be given in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, rewards you. Bible verses are from the following website, www.BibleStudyTools.com. We love that website here on Rolling with Diva. Has a lot of great Bible verses and very informative. The reason I'm bringing this up, because on whether it's Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, you can see a lot of people doing good deeds for people. And that would be fine if they just did those and it was the end of the day. But some people are doing those. Yes, they're doing it from the heart and they don't, you know, they're not the ones posting the video. But then there's some people who are doing good for others. Like I've watched a couple of videos where people have seen a homeless person on the street. They went and took the homeless person, literally took them by the hand, you know, forced them to shower, get food, everything, and didn't take into account that they should be talking to that person, asking them. And yes, it is a great idea to help that person. But remember, people are people and they need to be treated as humans. Because you want something for somebody else doesn't mean they want it. Now, I'm not saying it's not okay to help somebody in the street, because it is. Or help a homeless person, or help a widow, or help somebody who's going through a domestic violence situation. But when you post it, they say, oh, look what I did. Like today, I wouldn't help this person and did this, this, and this. Instead of maybe letting the person talk in the video and you be in the background, or you post a picture of I did this, this, and this instead of a picture with the person, or how about it's just a picture by yourself. You have to understand, we all need reward and praise in life. But if we're doing that reward and praise to get something from somebody else to boost our self-esteem or boost our ego, then it's not being done in the right way. I just wanted to point that out to you guys. We'll be right back. We're going to play a song, and then we will be right back. Sorry. Help me to pray by joining God.
Get it right. We have to get it.
All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. Just so you guys know, I'm now on Anchor Radio, and I'll keep monitoring, I'll keep posting here, but we'll be mainly on Anchor Radio. So as you guys can find me there under Rolling with the Diva, it'll still be heard on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other programs. I'll keep you guys informed of that. Did you guys know that the week of May 6th through 12th is National Volunteers Week? And usually May 7th is Volunteers Day at the White House. This has been going on since 1984 or longer. And the reason that people volunteer is to help others. But sometimes volunteering is to get yourself recognized as, like, you can put on your resume to say, I did this and I did this, which is not a bad thing at all. Just want to make sure that you are keeping the right attitude as you volunteer. Four easy ways to become a better volunteer. Educate yourself on what you want to do. Don't go into something that is not, that you don't want to do, that you're going to be upset or you're going to upset others. Attitude is everything. They didn't ask you to volunteer. You chose to volunteer. You need to keep a mindset of gratitude that they allowed you to work in that environment, that you were able to serve another person and help. Acting differences. Remember that every person you come up on are different, cultures are different. Never think you're better or mightier than anybody else. People are struggling with their mental health, with illnesses and everything else. So when people come to volunteer, don't make the patient or person feel like you're judging them. Like when you go to a senior home, there may be seniors that have had strokes, can't move around like they used to. Have compassion, understanding. Make connections. Some of the people you volunteer with will be people you may spend the rest of your life with, and they may become your friends. And maybe it's just a one-time thing. Like your company goes out and builds a house for humanity, and I forget what that organization is really called. What skills are needed for volunteering? There are a range of skills. Some people just need reading. You can read on tape for the blind. You can read to a blind person. You can read to a person who is in a home. The ability to work in a team. Sometimes it's a team, sometimes it's individual. Leadership skills, problem solving and adaptability, communicating with others, ability to plan and prioritize work, and time management. Because you may be doing this, may be volunteering for the next six months, especially like in hospitals with kids or adults, they ask you to commit to at least 100 hours. So make sure that you can do that, okay? What 7 qualities of a great volunteer? Intuition, respect, commitment, and appreciation. Great communication skills. Good communication is vital for happy and effective volunteers and volunteer managers. So let's just get back real quick, and then we're going to move on to another topic. And just remember, I have no problem with volunteering, but just make sure you're not using social media as a way to get recognized and get praise from others. Because if you're doing that to get recognized all the time, every time you do something for others or praise, you might want to step back and check your self-esteem and check where you're at in life. Because do you really need the praise of others? Nope, you don't. The only person you should worry about a praise from and committing to is Jesus, just like that. All right, we're going to move on. This month, like I said, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we're going to be talking throughout the month on about the importance of mental health, how it can help you, what it does for you, the importance of mental health, meaning you have to be able to take care of your mind, body, and spirit, all right? Mental health doesn't mean that you're just a person who's lucid, doesn't even have any common sense, and you don't even, it's not like that. A lot of us struggle for different reasons, and we just need to know that it's okay and that we have to learn how to remember that we have to have a balance in our life with work, with our family, social connections and recreation. We have to be able to balance if we're having mental health, which is and physical issues, which could be called co-occurring. Co-occurring can also be with substance abuse and mental health. Those are, and they have to work together. Your social connections, can be color therapy. A lot of times now you have paint therapy. Well, not really paint, where people get together in groups and paint the same project but enjoy each other's company. Chronic pain, a lot of people in chronic pain, fibromyalgia, cancer, different things like that. So we're going to talk about that during the Mental Health Month and why you need things and why sometimes having an animal companionship can be really good for a person's mind, body, and physical health to help them get through things. So just so you know, it was back in mental health is actually known for initials MHA and founded in May back in 1945. That means it's over 70 years celebrating Mental Health Month. And mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being. And mental illnesses are common and treatable. Not everybody needs medication. Not everybody needs counseling. Sometimes just going, talking to your pastor or having maybe just one therapy session and saying, okay, I just need to get through these things. Maybe it's a death in a family. Maybe it's a job change. Maybe you're constantly having things change over and over and over and over again, and you just can't find your bearings. That's all part of life. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean you can't function in life. There are many people who have anxiety, PTSD, bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, chronic depression, and other things that function just fine and go along with their life because they have a healthy balance. They understand how to help their mind, their body, spirit, and that's also going to be included with healthy eating and exercise. Okay, so much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your physical health and your mental health, which can help you achieve overall wellness and set you on a path to recovery. You're going to hear a lot about For Mind, For Body on a lot of tags this year. And that was started last year. And it has to do with they're exploring the topics of animal companionship, spirituality and religion, humor, work-life balance and recreation, and social connections as a way to boost mental and general health. We all need the connection. But if we feel lost and don't feel like we communicate with people, and that's where we can lead to despair, thinking we don't have friends or nobody cares about us, and that can also sometimes lead to suicide. So what I want to end with is just remember, you're important, you're more than enough. There's things that you can do to get help, and you can find a reason to laugh. Go for a walk with a friend, meditating, play with a pet, or working from home once a week can go a long way in making you both physically and mentally healthy. The company of animals, whether pets or service animals, can have a profound impact on a person's quality of life and their inability to recover from illness. A pet can be a source of comfort and can help us to live mentally healthier lives. And whether you go to church, meditate daily, or simply find some time to enjoy the cup of tea each morning while checking in with yourself, it can be important to connect with your spiritual side in order to find that the mind-body connection. Rolling with the Diva wants everyone to know that the mental illnesses are real and recovery is always the goal. Living a healthy lifestyle may not be easy, but can be achieved by gradually making small changes and building on those successes. Finding the balance between work and play, the ups and downs of life, physical health, and mental health can help you in the path toward focusing for mind, for body. And that's the hashtag dash for mind, for body. Look me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and tell me what you do for your mental health. I also want to encourage you guys to go to this website, www.mentalhealthamerica.net/May. Take the survey, see where you are mentally, check in with yourself, and if it shows that you might need a little help, don't be ashamed, give it a call. If you show none, great, keep doing what you're doing and share that with others. It's been a blessing to talk to you guys, have you on the air. I'm grateful you tuned in tonight, and just really, really thankful for you. Remember, 211 in any state of the United States can give you referrals from whether you're homeless, maybe needing a night shelter, places to go for food, maybe your family and you're struggling a little bit financially and you need referrals for food. There's plenty of organizations here that can help you with that. Maybe you need some help with your electric bill, you're on a fixed income. Maybe your family member has had a stroke or a heart attack and you need to find other resources. There's plenty of things for that, and 211 in all the United States can help you with that. Give a smile, give a hug, remember to laugh, don't take everything so seriously, and have a great week. We'll see you on Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to Ruling with the Diva. And you have been a blessing, and I'm so glad that you chose our station when you have many other stations that you can choose from. And I really, really, really want to remind you guys, you are my sunshine, and you make me happy. I love that song. I just think it's wonderful. It just reminds everybody how loved you are. Peace and blessings, everybody.